Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Travel and Leisure Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, July 14th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of travel and leisure news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Ejecutiva Viajes, your new ally in corporate travel. Karen Blanco, with over 14 years of media and 6 years in education, introduces Ejecutiva Viajes, a new travel platform by Ejecutiva Magazine. Supported by Cruises and Tours Unlimited, with 25 years of experience, they create unforgettable experiences. From secure accounts to detailed planning, they handle it all, offering unique destinations in Florida like the Keys, Orlando, and Miami. They organize various trips from corporate to dream vacations, weddings, and more. Using a travel agent saves time, money, and stress. They provide free advice, access to wholesale rates, and support throughout your journey. Receive a free quote in less than 24 hours for a tailored proposal. Dessert for Everyone, 16 Handles, opens frozen yogurt and soft serve shop in South Brooklyn, NY. 16 Handles, the popular NYC self-serve frozen yogurt brand, is opening a new shop in Cobble Hill, Brooklyn on July 26, 2025. Owned by Eric Farber and Dylan Voss, the shop aims to be a community-driven destination for frozen yogurt and desserts. The 1,000-square-foot shop will employ 15 local team members and offer indoor and outdoor seating. Eric, with a background at J.P. Morgan, and Dylan, a senior manager at a multinational consulting firm, are excited to bring the 16 Handles experience to Cobble Hill families. The grand opening event on July 26 will feature free frozen yogurt for the first 100 guests, half-price treats, and other discounts. With 16 soft-serve flavors and over 50 toppings, 16 Handles is set to become a neighborhood staple for families and friends to enjoy delicious treats together. Q&A with Justin Gerland, founder of The Maze. Meet Justin Gerland, founder of The Maze, NYC's first alcohol-free member social club. Spanning 4,600 square feet in Flatiron, The Maze offers purpose-driven events, genuine connection, and wellness-first socializing. Justin, a licensed master social worker, saw a gap for spaces celebrating sobriety and genuine connection, leading to The Maze. The club features a chic restaurant, coffee bar, lounge areas, and event spaces designed for fostering community. The goal is to create an aspirational space where people come not because they can't drink, but because they don't have to. The Maze aims to be a home for those seeking deeper connections beyond typical social scenes, offering curated cultural programming and meaningful events. Stay tuned for membership applications and updates on social media at The Maze NYC. Sweet Paris Creperie expands to Bridgeland Community in Cyprus, marking another milestone in Houston area's growth. Sweet Paris Creperie and Cafe has expanded to the Bridgeland Community in Cyprus, marking a significant milestone in the Houston area's growth. The new location at Village Green offers a variety of sweet and savory crepes, waffles, salads, and more for the local community to enjoy. Owned by local entrepreneur Mike Kelton, this new spot aims to bring people together for a delicious meal experience. Guests can join the Sweet Paris Passport Loyalty Program for exclusive promotions and rewards. With 22 stores in its portfolio and additional units in development nationwide, Sweet Paris continues to share its passion for crepes with communities across the country. For more information, visit sweetparis.com or call 281-758-5354.
AI robotics are transforming hotels, and the shift has already begun. Knight Food Holdings is at the forefront of using AI-powered robotics in hotels to address operational challenges. By acquiring hotel properties and offering robotics as a service, they are quickly implementing automation with tangible revenue benefits. With labor shortages impacting the hospitality industry, NGTF's intelligent automation provides a competitive advantage for investors interested in AI and scalable solutions. The use of AI-driven robotics is no longer limited to science fiction, but is now essential in sectors like hospitality facing labor challenges. As hotel labor costs rise and guest expectations remain high, strategic AI adoption may be the key to sustainability. Knight Food Holdings, OTCQTF, is leading the way in this transformation. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Travel and Leisure Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.